From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Barack Obama has earned one of the jewels in the crown in terms of endorsements for the Democratic nomination for president, that of former presidential hopeful and 2004 vice presidential candidate John Edwards. Here's Edwards from a rally last night in Michigan.
What all of us believe is in this America that we love so much, no matter who you are, no matter who your family is, and no matter what the color of your skin. None of those things will control your destiny, and that one America that I've talked about is not only possible, but it will be achieved under President Barack Obama starting in January of 2009.
That announcement came a day after Senator Hillary Clinton defeated Obama by a margin of 2-1 in West Virginia. Can Edwards help Obama snag white, southern, and rural voters? And does Obama consider Edwards a possible running mate if he gets the nomination? Joining me now is Democratic strategist Donna Brazile. She is the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in America. Great to have you on, Donna.
It's great to be with you.
So Senator Edwards kept quiet on who he wanted since he dropped out of the White House race after losing in the South Carolina primary. Reports say he made the endorsement to help unify the party. So is that going to happen?
I think so. Look, we have three more weeks left in this presidential race, five primaries, 189 earned delegates. Senator Obama has captured the lead in both the superdelegates as well as the pledged delegates. John Edwards is someone who's very well respected, and already we've seen the benefits of this endorsement. The United Steelworkers Union, one of the most important unions in the Rust Belt of this country, decided to endorse Senator Barack Obama.
Now, a source close to the Clintons responded to the endorsement and told ABC News that, quote, clearly it's upsetting. He brings the workers to Obama. And that's very much what you just said. So in terms of this whole idea of whether or not Barack Obama can get white working class voters, does this change the equation?
No question. John Edwards has been able to not only reach out to white working class voters, but he's seen in the party as someone who can bring many Southerners to the table. He's a bridge builder. He has enormous credibility with organized labor, and I think this will not only help Senator Obama, but begin to help unify the Democratic Party.
So Edwards has 18 pledged delegates. Do you think he's going to release them to Obama?
Well, according to Rule 12J, I'm on the Rules Committee, a delegate is free to decide his or her preference, but clearly John Edwards will be able to pick up the phone and call all 19 of his delegates, his pledged delegates, and release them and urge them to support Senator Obama.
Now, in January, Edwards said publicly he didn't want a vice presidential spot or a cabinet position, but privately he reportedly told aides, yeah, he'd run for vice president again, or he'd want an attorney general position. So do you think Barack Obama actually is considering him for a VP spot?
I think it's premature right now to try to sort out many options that Senator Obama, if he becomes a nominee, he hasn't clinched the nomination, so I would like to be just a little careful before pronouncing him the nominee. But I think if Senator Obama is the nominee, he will have an embarrassment of riches in terms of the number of qualified people who could help not only serve in his administration but also serve on the ticket. But for now, Senator Obama should use Senator Edwards to help him in Kentucky and Oregon and the remaining five contests to unify the party and to reach out to those working-class voters that will be crucial to Senator Obama's victory in the fall.
Now, former Vice President Al Gore still hasn't said anything about who he wants, and you managed his campaign in 2000. So do you think he's going to make an endorsement?
I don't think that Vice President Al Gore will make an announcement before the end of the primary season. I assume that after the primary season ends, the Vice President will endorse someone and help unify the party.
Now, there's more big news from the Democrats. Yesterday, the Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean announced a joint fundraising agreement with the Clinton and Obama campaigns. It's called Democratic White House Victory Fund. So explain exactly how this works.
Well, what Chairman Dean is trying to do right now is to pull together the donors of both the Clinton campaign as well as the Obama campaign and others to begin to build a political war chest for the fall. The DNC will not only be responsible for helping to fund and set up the coordinated campaign. That is the campaign that involved not just the presidential candidate, but also the senatorial, the gubernatorial, and the congressional candidates, as well as down ballots. So what Dean is trying to do is to solicit the donors of both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama's campaigns to begin to help the DNC prepare for the fall election.
Is this really a chance to try to retire some of Senator Clinton's campaign debt if she ends up not getting the nomination?
These checks will be made payable to the Democratic National Committee for the combined campaign fund, not to one of the candidates. I think, look, when this race is over with, when the party unifies, I believe that everyone will reach down into their pockets and help Senator Clinton or Bill Richardson or Senator Edwards, anyone out there with a debt. But for now, we still have a very exciting race on our hand, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next Tuesday when the voters in two important states, Kentucky and Oregon, go to the polls. Well, I should say the voters in Oregon will have to mail in their ballots.
Right. Now, do you think that it's actually going to change the game? You talked about how this endorsement by Edwards is going to change the game, in your opinion, in terms of unions, et cetera. But is it going to change the game for the remaining contests that we have left?
I think Senator Edwards has the ability to not only reach out to organized labor, to bring some of the unions on board. You know, when he dropped out of the race, the Teamsters Union, SEIU, and many other unions endorsed Barack Obama. I think if Senator Edwards reach out to these unions, get them on board, it will be very helpful. His campaign manager, David Banya, a former member of Congress from Michigan, is helping Senator Obama in the state of Michigan. So this is a net plus for not just Senator Obama, but a net plus for the Democratic Party as we, enter the final weeks of the campaign.
And finally, superdelegates. You're like the person everybody wants to take to the prom because you haven't declared yet. But what about the other undeclared superdelegates? Do you think that this announcement could get some of them to speak their mind?
There's no question that the remaining 200 or so superdelegates who are undeclared will continue to come out publicly in support of one of the candidates. Look, I have made a pledge to remain neutral, not declare my support for either candidate until all of the contests are over. So sometime on after June 3rd, hopefully after June 3rd, I will make my position known. But I wanted to ensure that all 50 states and the six territories in the District of Columbia, those voters had an opportunity to cast their ballots before I make my choice public.
Well, Donna, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Democratic strategist Donna Brazile is the author of Cooking with Grease, Stirring the Pots in American Politics.